Okay, people, here we are again. So last night in our little team meeting, Divan said, does anyone have a reflection on the positive nidanas? And I kind of said, well, if I did have, I'd maybe do it a bit like this, which was possibly a bit rash because I'm now here and this is a reflection on the positive nidanas. So, it strikes me a little bit ambitious to suggest that we can sort of lead you through to stream entry and, you know, beyond. So I suspect that we might be concentrating a little bit more on the sort of the lower end, but I think we can do something that might just give something of a flavour of what this is all about. One thing that sprang to mind, which I'll just say, was I think it was actually might even have been Subhuti talking about Dharma Nirma and the Karma Nirma, suggesting that actually we all have some contact with the Dharma Nirma. In a way, however sort of vague and confused and distant, otherwise we wouldn't be here in the first place. Yeah. So the idea that we can be open to elements of the spiral path that we might feel are out of our reach, and in a way probably are out of our reach as integrated experience, but the idea that there might be some kind of pale shadow that we can kind of contact maybe isn't so far-fetched. So that's my sort of optimistic slant on what we're going to try and do. But yeah, I think we're really looking at flavour. So what I'd like us to do is just first of all just take a few minutes just to arrive into our meditation, to arrive into the shrine room, get a sense of ourselves, feel our bodies, feel our breath. And just relax into being present. Breath, the body, our minds. We've just been doing that rather grand chant, that rather grand this being that becomes. So it may be that we're a little bit invigorated by that as well. We can just arrive into our bodies with the breath, relaxed and present. So we've done quite a bit of meditation and quite a lot of study and reflection over the last week. So you might find you've got reasonable access to being quite content and quite present. But I'd like you to just survey your experience and just to sort of ascertain, do you feel perfectly calm, perfectly present, relaxed and at ease? Or is there just some kind of tenor of dissatisfaction or wanting? Or is there any part of your experience which is just, not quite at ease? I just want you to notice just notice that, whether it's just a sort of a general shadow in an otherwise expansive, content mind, or if it's a fully formed tank blasting through your consciousness. Just sort of get a sense of, are you completely and utterly at ease, or is there just some niggling dissatisfaction or wanting in your experience? So just notice that. If you are perfectly calm and content, the rest of us will no doubt catch up with you in the next 20 minutes or so. If, as I suspect most people have, at least some vague shadow of dissatisfaction somewhere in their experience, again, just notice that. Try and notice it just as it is, as a niggling dissatisfaction. See if you can let go of the desire to run with that and turn it into something else, into fantasies and thoughts. Just staying with a sense of minor discontent. If there is such discontent present. So we're just consciously trying to step back from turning that discontent into grasping, from fixing it, from creating stories, from running off into adventures of the mind. Just deliberately holding back from that, but being willing to stay with the feeling, the reality of our imperfect experience. We've done quite a lot of work on Vedana. So we can just contact the feeling tone associated with that. Just being patient with Vedana. letting go of the desire to turn our little wantings, our slight dissatisfactions into stories and fantasies, trying to fix them. Just relaxing and being patient with the Vedana that's present. It's quite normal for there to be some dukkha, some unsatisfactory nature to our experience. But we can be patient with that. It's reminding ourselves that we don't have to follow that. We don't have to be driven by it. So we often become aware of unsatisfactoriness in our experience, of wanting, by choosing not to follow the wanting. Just choose to stay with the experience, the breath, the body. Being patient with ourselves, relaxed, patient with the Vedana. We're still just trying to make that choice to dwell in our experience. Just see if there's any confidence of our ability to do that. There is a choice. There is a choice not to simply reinforce old habits. Might take a bit of training. But there is a choice. What's the quality of letting go, of the grasping, of the desire to fix? What's the quality of letting go? Just allowing ourselves to be present, just relaxing into the present moment. So what I suggest is that we just look in our experience for any sense of pleasure, any sense of pleasure at not reacting. Any sense of freedom or release from just choosing to stay with that experience. To let go of the desire to turn wanting into grasping and all the proliferation that follows. So we might still be aware of the desire to run down the all too familiar patterns of the mind. In fact, we might be doing it. But just looking to increase our awareness of the possibility of doing something else, the possibility of softening around the desire to fix, and just breathing into the present. See if there's any sense of release, of freedom. Breathing into that sense of confidence, relaxing, relaxing as much as we can. And just let the breath in the body take us further in. What it feels like to let go of grasping. Just let our minds be present and stable. So every time we notice that wanting in our experience, either as a subtle tension or as a fully formed thought train already galloping away, just notice it. Notice the Vedana qualities associated with it. And recognize we've got a choice. A choice to step away from grasping. A choice to be patiently present. Awareness gives us that choice. A sense of confidence arises with that. Letting the breath take us further into that sense of confidence and any pleasure of the freedom from being bound by old habits. Letting the breath take us further into that pleasurable sensation, that joyful feeling. Just being open to that possibility. So however small that sense of joy or pleasure might be, just let yourself sink further into it. Let it grow. May it become a vast expanse of happiness. Unbounded. this vast expanse of happiness not be so much something that we look out upon. May it be what we are. The mind, the breath as one. The body content and at ease. Just relax. For someone who is ethical, monks, someone established in virtuous conduct, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I have freedom from remorse. It is natural, monks, that for someone who is ethical and who is established in virtuous conduct, that freedom from remorse arises. For someone who is free from remorse, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I feel joy. It is natural, monks, that in someone who is free from remorse, joy is born. For someone who is joyful, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I feel rapture. It is natural, monks, that for someone who is joyful, rapture arises. For someone whose mind is rapturous, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may my body calm down. It is natural, monks, that for someone whose mind is rapturous, their body calms down. For someone whose body has calmed down, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I experience bliss. It is natural, monks, that for someone whose body has calmed down, they experience bliss. For someone who is blissful, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may my mind become concentrated. It is natural, monks, that for someone who is blissful, their mind becomes concentrated. For someone who is concentrated, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I know and see reality. It is natural, monks, that for someone who is concentrated, they know and see reality. For someone who knows and sees reality, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I be disenchanted. May I be dispassionate. It is natural, monks, that someone knowing and seeing reality is disenchanted and dispassionate. For someone who has become disenchanted and dispassionate, monks, it is not necessary to be willful, wishing, may I realize the knowing and seeing of liberation. it is natural, monks, that someone who has become disenchanted and dispassionate realizes the knowing and seeing of liberation. So, monks, disenchantment and dispassion have knowledge and vision of liberation as their meaning and reward. Knowledge and vision of liberation has disenchantment and dispassion as its meaning and reward. Concentration has knowledge and vision of reality as its meaning and reward. Bliss has concentration as its meaning and reward. Tranquility has bliss as its meaning and reward. Rapture has tranquility as its meaning and reward. Joy has rapture as its meaning and reward. Freedom from remorse has joy as its meaning and reward. Virtuous conduct has freedom from remorse as its meaning and reward. In this way, monks, states overflow into states. States fulfill states in order to go from here to the beyond.